In Philippians 2, the Bible instructs us to do everything without murmuring and disputing. Paul reminded the believers that they were living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, helping you to run the race of life each day with an eternal view. Here's Elizabeth.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. There's a verse from Deuteronomy 31:8, a promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua, and it's for you and me today, for all of us who are willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today about some of the letters that I've received. I've called this series this week, Conversations with You. How often I wish that I could sit down with you face to face, and occasionally that does happen. We had one of my truck driver listeners come by for breakfast not very long ago, and he actually gave me a ride in the cab of his 18-wheeler. So I do want to say a thousand thanks for your letters. Well, I should say far more than a thousand, because surely there have been many thousands of letters that have come from radio listeners. How can I tell you what they mean? There isn't any way that I can respond adequately, but I do want to share, for the blessing of all of us, some of the responses. I think they'll be an encouragement, especially to those of you who may sometimes hear me talk about things which are new to you, and you wonder whether anybody else in the whole world thinks the same way, or is this Elizabeth Elliott sitting in an ivory tower? And I've been told that I am. Some people are convinced that that's where I am. And your most pressing question when you hear me say things which are new to you would very likely be, does it work? Can real people put this into real practice in real life? Well, a sampler. I talked about the need to teach children to be quiet sometimes. And I told you the story of a 4-year-old on the plane who never stopped talking from the time she got on until she got off and was still talking in the terminal. And I told about how my daughter Valerie insists upon her children having a quiet hour in the afternoon. And I had a letter from the mother of a 2.5-month-old and a 2-year-old. She said, I have taught my 2-year-old not to talk during Gateway to Joy. I don't want to miss a word. I'm at home without a car, and I need your visit. It does work. There she testifies that she did succeed in teaching her 2-year-old to be quiet. Is that possible? Yep, it's possible. Well, I asked you for some testimonies, and I got a number. Here's one from a man named Kurt, and I don't know how you pronounce the last name. Let's guess it's Siepker, S-I-E-P-K-E-R, in Arlington, Nebraska. He says, I would like to tell you about my little miracles. A year ago, my family was in very bad shape. My marriage was on the edge of divorce. My kids were growing up on their own since my wife and I both worked nights, and we never really took any time with them. We were financially burdened, and as a whole, things were not looking very bright. On December 13, 1990, I asked Christ to come into my life. It was a total and unconditional surrender. I want him to guide my life, and I will follow him wherever he leads me. Since I have made that step, many wonderful things happened to my life. I now truly, unconditionally love my wife with all my heart. Now get that, gentlemen. His commitment to Jesus Christ actually made him love his wife with all his heart, a man who was on the verge of divorce. He says, something I never experienced before. I now spend time with my kids and have built relationships with them. They are a top priority in my life, and I love them very much. On May 12th, I had a job offered to me in the field of work that I feel God put me on this earth to do, earning the same as I was presently. This job fell out of the sky, into my lap. Then on July 5th, my wife found out while on vacation that when she gets back, she will be going to daytime work. We are now, thanks to the mighty, wonderful hand of God, a normal, happy family. We can sleep at night, have dinner as a family, and spend time together as a family in the evenings. It's a miracle what has happened to my family. I want to praise God for the miracles He has given me and thank Him for allowing us to know Him personally and to come into our lives. I also want to thank Him for the one beautiful family I have and almost overlooked. Well, thank you, Kurt. That's an encouragement to me. I'm sure it'll be an encouragement to some other fathers who are listening. One day I said that I'd like to come into your kitchen or office or whatever and have a cup of coffee with you. A lady from Bremerton, Washington wrote and said, I seldom listen to the program while sitting down and drinking a cup of hot coffee. More often, I'm on all fours washing my floor or feeding the baby. It's like having an encouraging friend stop by in the midst of a busy day and say, let me help. She had written the letter upside down on the stationery, and she wrote, oops, this is so typical. To think one small child could reduce a cum laude graduate to this, exclamation. And then she put a smile after it. Well, some excerpts from other listeners. I'm sitting in my truck in Charleston, crying. I just listened to Gateway to Joy. And that was from a woman. Another one writes, don't you dare go off the air. Well, thank you so much for that. I had letters from farmers who were hard hit by the drought, and somehow or other they had found help and comfort in my program. One lady wrote to say how deeply she regretted having been sterilized because I had talked about the need for being open to the number of children that God might want you to have. Another wrote, the truth hit my heart like a ton of bricks, and I cried. One day I read Psalm 27 on the air. I was amazed at how many letters I received thanking me for reading that psalm. Well, you know, I think maybe I just ought to read another psalm. And the psalm that was in my regular reading this morning in my private devotions happened to be Psalm 143. So I'll read that one to you now. Lord, hear my prayer. Be true to thyself and listen to my pleading. Then in thy righteousness, answer me. Bring not thy servant to trial before thee. Against thee no man on earth can be right. An enemy has hunted me down, has ground my living body underfoot, and plunged me into darkness like a man long dead, so that my spirit fails me and my heart is dazed with despair. I dwell upon the years long past, upon the memory of all that thou hast done. The wonders of thy creation fill my mind. To thee I lift my outspread hands, a thirst for thee in a thirsty land. Lord, make haste to answer, for my spirit faints. Do not hide thy face from me, or I shall be like those who go down to the abyss. In the morning let me know thy true love. I have put my trust in thee. Show me the way that I must take. To thee I offer all my heart. Deliver me, Lord, from my enemies, for with thee have I sought refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. In thy gracious kindness, show me the level road. Keep me safe, O Lord, for the honor of thy name, and as thou art just, release me from my distress. In thy love for me, reduce my enemies to silence and bring destruction on all who oppress me, for I am thy servant. And I've written in the margin of my Bible just a list of words that summarize what the psalmist is saying to God. Hear, listen, answer, bring not thy servant to trial. Do not hide thy face from me. Let me know show me, deliver me, teach me, keep me, release me, reduce my enemies. And I particularly noted just now when I was reading this something that I hadn't noted in my Bible or underlined. The first verse says, "Hear my prayer, be true to thyself." Sometimes God can't give me the answer that I want if he's to be true to himself. Well, thank you so much for your letters. Thank you for your testimonies. Thank you for your encouragement. And may the Lord give each one of you peace and blessing today.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.